Okay, today's daf of Basra, daf Kuf Nun Zayin. Today's shiur is sponsored Le'ili Nishmas HaRav Shalom Ben Moshe Feivel, Rabbi Shalom Klass, who is the publisher and founder of the Jewish Press, by his grandchildren Meir and Shandy Fuchs. Again, Le'ili Nishmas HaRav Shalom Ben Moshe Feivel, Rabbi Shalom Klass, publisher and founder of the Jewish Press, by his founding publisher and by his grandchildren Meir and Shandy Fuchs. Okay. Let's get into the Gemara. Here we go. Kuf Nun Vav Mabez. We are a few lines up before the Mishnah. Let's read that again, because we didn't have time to talk about it yesterday. So, Amar Rebbe Levi. Amar Rebbe Levi, the last point we made yesterday was the Ritva, the three types of Minhagim. So now we get to Amar Rebbe Levi, three lines before the Mishnah. Kuf Nun Vav Mabez. Konin Kinyin Mishchiv Meirav Afilu B'Shabbos. You're allowed to make a kinyan from a shchiv meirah, even on Shabbos. A person's on his deathbed, he wants to give away all of his possessions on Shabbos, he wants to do a kinyan. There's no malacha there, none of the 39 malachas. But usually, as we know, we're going to talk about in a minute, there is an isvah d'rabbanan of making kinyanim on Shabbos. But by a shchiv meirah, we allow it. V'lo lachush l'divei Rabbi Eliezer. And not because we're being choshesh for the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that a shchiv meirah always needs a kinyan. As we said in yesterday's Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer argues on the whole premise of everything we've been saying the past couple of days, past couple of weeks, and that is a Shechiv Meirah could get away with even without a Kenyan. So the fact that we allow it on Shabbos is not because we're being choshesh for Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore you need a Kenyan. Ela Shema Titrov Daito Alav. But Lahaf is Daito, meaning he wants to do a Kenyan, and whatever he wants to do, we are flexible, and we try to make sure that he doesn't have any tir fadas, which might cause him to die even a moment earlier. Tosva says in Dibur Maskal Konin that again this is an allowance that we dafka have by Yishchiv Meirah. Says Tosva on the third line of Tosva's Konin, v'afilu b'Shabbos nami muter lahaknos. K'damar b'hazorik, right? Even on Shabbos, we allow a Shechiv Meirah to make a kinyan. As the Gemara says in Gittin, we referred to this last week when we spoke about the different kinyanim that could work for a get. This Gemara, who Shechiv Meirah dekasav l'gitul debisu, person Shechiv Meirah would get for his wife, l'machar takav le'al matuva, and it was at the end. Amar Ravan, Rav says to him, mika duchto delinsav agita v'tezali v'techar v'tiftach. Could you be... You have a piece of land to give to your wife. Remember we discussed, Rashi says that means Kinyan Agav. All the other Rishonim says it means Kinyan Chatzar, in terms of whether that type of Kinyan could work for get. How could that Kinyan work? Ask the Gemara over there. And ask Tosfos, expanding upon it, that it's Shabbos. There is more flexibility. Right, the problem is the other person receiving from the Shechiv Meirah. Right, I'm saying, but we allow, a kinyan always requires two parties. So that's why we allow it to occur, because of the Tirif Hadas. So why did Chazal Aser Mekach Umemkar on Shabbos? What is the Isser of having kinyanim and selling things and buying things? What is the Isser if there's no malacha involved per se? I could go to a store and promise to pay after Shabbos. Okay, it's not Shabbos dick. But is that it? Or this goes back to the Rashi in Beitza, 2 days in Rashi in Beitza, Daf Lamed Zayin. Rashi says there, the Gemara there is talking about the Mishnah, which says that you're not allowed to even be makdish on Shabbos, and ma'arich, and be mekadesh, all the different types of even mitzvah kinyanim on Shabbos. The Gemara there says, gzeira mishum mekach umemkar. So gzeira because it looks like it's like business transactions. So why is business usher? What's the yisur? So Tosfos there has 2 days. Number one, to lemekach umemkar damu shemotzi meirishuso lirishus hektish. Umekach umemkar aser min hamikra. Mekach umemkar is aser from a pasuk. Dichsiv, not a pasuk in Torah, but a pasuk from Yishayo, Perak Nunches. Mimso chavsecha v'daber davar. Right, daber davar. Your words should be different on Shabbos. Your involvements should be different on Shabbos. Right, that's the pasuk of the Kibadato. The Kibadato meyasos chavsecha mimso chavsecha v'daber davar. Right, that's a Yishayo Nunches. Nach, rest, you rest on Shabbos, right? So that's the first, based on a pasuk, right? It's a halachically regulated, not Shabbostic. Not just hashkafically, but halachically regulated, because that's asur min hamikra. So that's number one. And number two, inami, asi lidei ksiva shtar mechira. You might come to write. Gzeir Hashem yichtov. You know, normally when we transact something, we record it. We like to keep proper balance sheets. And therefore, gzeir mishem mekach umemkar. So those are the 2 deos of why Chazal asked mekach umemkar on Shabbos generally. B'makom mitzvah sometimes it's allowed. B'makom mitzvah, again, it's a gzeirah d'rabbanan. For example, am I allowed to give a lulav to somebody on the first day of Sukkos? Am I allowed to give a lulav to somebody? Transferring rishos, it has to be theirs, it has to be lachem. So is that allowed? Gzeirah shemekach lememkar. The answer is mishum mitzvah might be allowed, number one. Or another answer given specifically for that case and others, and that is maybe matana is different. Maybe Chazal only answered buying and selling, but matana might be different. This is the shita of the Meiri. The Meiri says this in Beitza and in Ksubis, that matana is mutter. So this comes up all the time. Where did this come up? What? Shabbos. Comes up at Shabbos. A bar mitzvah boy. Chasan and Kala, you want to give a gift. So this is in the Shmir Shabbos. Chav tes. In the Shmir Shabbos. Find it here. Says the Shmir Shabbos. Asur litain matana b'Shabbos v'yantif. The Mishnah Shmir Shabbos says it's asur to give a matana, meaning we don't paskin me'ikra din like the Meiri. That's time you can give matanas. Right? It's asur, right? You go somewhere for Shabbos, you bring a bottle of wine. Same thing. Right? You're getting a matana. Unless you say, hi, it's my bottle of wine which I'm sharing with you. Oh, and you're not opening it now? Okay, you can have my bottle of wine 6 months from now, but remember it's mine. So you could say that, or you could say it's yours after Shabbos, or what? Or the Meiri says it's mutter on Shabbos. So it's also to give matana on Shabbos and Yantif. Ela imkein yesh bat sorech Shabbos or Yantif, o tzorech mitzvah hayom. So the Shmir Shabbos says, unless there's a Shabbos need or a little mitzvah. Kegon, hanosin esrog, o lulav, matana, lechaveiro, b'yantif rishon shel sukkos. So you can be mekayim the mitzvah. And it's chal gam al hanosein v'gam al hamakabel. Both. V'habal litein matana b'shabbos v'yantaf l'chassan hadoresh o l'bar mitzvah yikna osalo ayde acher mi b'od yom. You gotta give it to somebody beforehand. The rabbi should go over to the gabbai or vice versa before Shabbos and be zoch it on behalf of the person. V'im lo asa kein yiskavin hamakabel shol lezakos b'matana aracher tseisayom. Right, make a deal. We don't paskin like the Meiri. We try not to. And therefore, we try not to have matanis on Shabbos either. Okay, this is the Isser of Mekach HaMemkar, going back to the Rashi in Beit Taf Lamed Zayin. Who made this famous? Rabbi Kiva Eger made this famous. What did he make famous? His tshuva in Simen Kuf Nun Tes. This could be called the eBay tshuva in our day and age. And that is, what about making a Maisa Kinyon before Shabbos and a Chalos Kinyon on Shabbos? We'll do the action beforehand, but it'd only be Chal on Shabbos. Right, let's say I put in a bid on something, and the kid, it's finished midnight on Friday night. You're allowed to do that. So it's a big shilas in the poskim. No, we're not poskining here. Many poskim are makel because they say, really, the transaction is not finished yet. You have to give in. You have to verify it. I don't exactly know how it works. You have to make sure. You know, it's not the final step. You'll get it fine, but still, you can back out. So it's not really the final thing. Thing isn't done because that's. So maybe it's not a problem. Others say maybe it smacks of something. But we'll talk about the lumdus in a minute. I once had a shayla. I remember in Woodmere, someone asked. They were putting in a bid, but it was worse. It was that they hired somebody, a non-Jew, to 11:59 to make sure that they got whatever it was to put in a bid a minute before the thing was supposed to end. So his mom is going to be Amir Lakum on Shabbos. That's not just something I do something now and somebody's going to have a Mamela. That's Amir Lakum. That's Amir Lakum, which you're not allowed to tell a guy to do something for you even before Shabbos, do it on Shabbos. But if it's just automatic, that's the question. Anyway, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger Shaila, right? Hundreds of years ago. Baha, Simon Kufnun Tes, Bechain Bemat, the Kaimalan and Konim Beshabbos, Imachar Lochev, it's my Erev Shabbos, Bemashicho Bekesef. You sold an object on the Erev Shabbos. Viyamar Tiknel Acholom Machar, the Beshabbos, Nigmar Akinyin. On Shabbos, the Kinyin is going to be finished. Bechain Machar Lochev, Erev Shabbos, my Achshav, whether it's my Achshav, either way. So, what do you say? Is that Asur? Or do you say, no, that's mutter because the maaseh was done. So, Achronim say maybe it's totally on the 2 days in Rashi. If you say it's an issue of mimso chefsecha v'davar davar in terms of being Shabbistic, right, you shouldn't be involved in things other than that, so then you say it's still aser. Because you're still involved in a kinyan on Shabbos. But if you say it's gzeir shem yechtov, so you're going to write beforehand. You can record it beforehand. That when it happens when you're involved in it. So it could be Rabbi Kiva Eger's issue is totally on the 2 days in Rashi. It also comes up, by the way, on Erev Pesach Hashchalias B'Shabbos. When a rabbi sells the chametz to a guy, so he doesn't meet the guy on Erev Pesach Shabbos morning, He does it all on Friday. So sometime, what do? So do you say the chalos can you have us later? Or do you just say no, you sell everything beforehand? And you tell the guy, we're selling everything except these little bags of chametz that everybody's going to destroy. So everything's sold already on the day before. But everybody has to know that. Then they can't eat their Cheerios on Friday afternoon if it's already sold to the guy. Or the rabbi puts it in to the you know, I was selling it to you today, but do you let them eat their Cheerios meanwhile on Friday afternoon? It's your Cheerios. But do you let them eat it? So again, all of these have to be taken into account on Erev Pesach Shachalios B'Shabbos. Okay. Should I say this hard to me? Oh, we'll wait. Okay, if we have time, we'll come back to Erev Pesach. We have to get to today's daf. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. So, continuing Rabbi Eliezer Shita, remember who we had yesterday. Rabbi Eliezer says he rejects the whole idea of a Shchemira getting away without a Kenyan. So Rabbi Eliezer, who requires a Kenyan, Blazer Omer, B'Shabbos, Dvarav Kayamim, Mipnei She'in Yacholach Tov. On Shabbos, we allow a Shchemira to just say it because he can't do a Kenyan. He can't. Shemiti Dorif Taitu, you can't do a Kenyan and write on Shabbos. Okay, there I'll allow it, says Rabbi Eliezer. Avalo B'chol, but on weekday not. Because on the weekday, you got to do the actual Kenyan. So Blazer says, okay, I'll allow it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, just the opposite. B'Shabbos Amru, on Shabbos, we allow the Amira to be done, because that's all you need. Kal v'chomer b'chol, and it's a kal v'chomer t'chol. Why? Why is it kal v'chomer? Says the Rashbam, kol haroi labila, ein bila ma'keves. As long as you have the potentials, you don't have to do it. As we mentioned in the past, the source of this is in Hilchos Kadshim, where somebody brings a flour carbon, a carbon mincha, with 61 isaron, or 65 isaron of flour. The halacha is only 60 isaron is mixable with the oil. So if you bring a mincha, if I'm no Dave, a mincha of 65, I gotta split it into two. 60 and 5. I bring 60, I don't split it into any less, because I assume I want to bring a big mincha. It's kavadik for the base of mikdash, so I split it, but you don't even have to mix it. It just has to be mixable. And that is the principle of kolaroi labila. We mentioned a few weeks ago about Hilchas Chatzitza, about kolaroi labias mayim. So here too, says the Rashbam, as long as you could have written it, that's fine. Some halachas only require potential. They don't require actual fulfillment. So therefore here too, on a weekday, it's for sure okay because the potential's there. And therefore, as long as the potential's there, you don't even have to actually write it. That's the concept of Shchemira. On Shabbos, you would have thought it's not allowed because there is no potential, but still it works, so it's Kol Shekein L'chol. That is Machlokas number one in the Mishnah. Then we go to the second half. Says the Mishnah, Kayotzi Bo. Similar Machlokas. Zachin L'katan Vein Zachin L'gadol. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that I am allowed to be zocha on behalf of a katan, because a katan cannot be zocha on his own merit. A katan can't be kona something. So, I can be zocha on behalf of a katan, but not for a gadol. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, because a gadol can be zocha for himself, and that's what he should do. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, l'katan amru kavachom l'gadol. No. You can be zocha on behalf of a katan. So, why? Because the principle of zochan l'adam shelo b'fanav. Rashbam quotes, so surely a gadol could do it himself, so surely it should work for him. Again, Tosas does not discuss it here, but in other places in Shas, Tosas discusses, is this Mishnah Mashma that a katan can never be zocha? The Mishnah doesn't give any exceptions to the rule. Does this Mishnah sound like, could you do it for a katan or not? What do you mean? A katan can be zocha sometimes, that's called Da'as Acheres Makne. When somebody is giving it to the katan, when somebody is selling it to the katan, Mi'ikra Din Ba'ali Tosus, all over, Sanhedrin, elsewhere, say that it works. But it's nowhere in Shas. It's such an amazing shita. It's said all over, but it's never said in Shas. The words Da'as Acheres Makne appear, but in a different context, which we had a few months ago. But that's Ba'ali Tosus. So this Gemara doesn't say a word about it. This Mishnah doesn't say a word, maybe even gives off the other impression that there is no such exception, but that is the shita of Ba'alei Tosfos. What Tosfos does discuss here, and that is the issue, the bottom Tosfos, Zachin L'Gadol Vein Zachin L'Katan, he brings up another Shas topic. V'yim Tomar, Lama Ein Zachin L'Katan, V'halo Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that it doesn't work for a Katan? What? He doesn't hold to that principle. Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav, he doesn't hold to that principle. That's a principle that's Makoros in the Torah. So what's wrong with, why does he know the principle of Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav? V'yesh Lomar, says Rabbi Eliezer, Kivan de Zechia mitam shlichos. Since Zechia really works through the mechanism of shlichos, man de matzi mashvi shliach, yesh lo zachia. Uman de lo matzi mashvi shliach ein lo zachia. In Achinami, Rebbe Eliezer says zachon alam shlova fanav does not apply to a katan. Why? Because zachia is a function, is a form, is a type of shlichus, and therefore, Rabbi Elezer, just like there's no shlichus for a katan, he can't make a shliach, so too he can't do zechiyah. So this is Baalei Tosfos Lishi Tasam. Baalei Tosfos in Meseches Kiddushin and in Meseches Bava Metzia. And here, all hold. Rashi holds, Baalei Tosfos hold, and the Ran. The Ran is the one Chachmei Sfarad that switches, jump ship in this sugya. All hold that there is a connection between the sugyas of zechiyah and the sugyas of shlichus. Even though some Gemaras sound like that, some Gemaras don't sound like that. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, the final Aleph we had, sounds like that. But there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, in the second parak, where the Gemara is trying to figure out how were the Nisim, how were the heads of the Shvatim able to acquire and be zocheh the land on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, but all the Nisim got it. And then all the Shvatim got their lands. How did they get it? The Gemara has three possibilities. The Gemara first says Shlichus and rejects it. Then says Zechiyah and then rejects it. And then says Aputrapus. Sounds like the simplest reading of that Gemara. That's the biggest raya to the other Shita, the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva. They all hold Zechiyah lav mitam Shlichus. Two separate principles. Zechiyah means, you didn't say a word to me. I'm getting something for you without being told. That's a different halachic mechanism. Shlichus is an appointment. Right? So that's what the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva all say in all those places, Zechiyah la mitam shlichus. But Tosfos here is l'shitaso. Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer rejects Zechiyah even by a katan. What does it mean? Let's talk for a moment about Zechiyah mitam shlichus. What does it mean it's connected? So the language of the Tosfos Arash in Kiddushin, there in the beginning of the second parak, where the Sukkah comes up, he says, Ki'ilu asa'o shliach lezakos ba'avuro. It's as if he made him a shliach. When I'm zocha, even though you don't know about it, if I'm zocha on your behalf, it's as if you appointed me. Halacha says, it's as if you appointed me. It's an appointment, imaginary appointment. Other Rishonim Rashi, in Bava Metzia, Dafayin Aleph says, no, it's Anan Sadi, Shenichale Sheyehe Shlucho. Zechiyah is, according to Rashi, it's obvious that he'd want you to be a Shliach. He doesn't use the words that it's an imaginary appointment. So it sounds like, according to Rashi and other Rishonim, Zechiyah is a Shlichus without an appointment. Not an imaginary appointment, but without an appointment. And one more Shita, and that is the Ksos. The Ksos says, Gzeres HaKasef. How can Zechiyah be like a shliach? He didn't appoint him. Gzeres HaKasef. Where does he know this from? So he asks a very interesting question. He says, if it's based on Anan Sadi, like Rashi says, oh, it's obvious that that he'll want it, so therefore it works now. 1 minute. We have a sugya that we know in the second parak of Metzia called Yeyush Shalomidas. If I lose an item, but I don't know I lost it, and you find it before I realize, that's called Yeyush Shalomidas. But you, the finder, know that when I realize that I lost it, I'm going to have Yeyush. I'm going to give up. That's a machlokas, Abaye and Rava. Machlokas, Rava and Abaye. So ask the Ksos, how could there be a machlokas about it? If you always go, Anan Sadi, if we could figure out that once you find out about this, you will for sure be happy about it, and therefore appoint me and be happy that I'm your shliach, so the same thing should be. It should be for sure have a Yeyush, and I should be able to pick up the object. Anan Sadi here, Anan Sadi there. What should be the difference, right? That you're gonna want this in the end anyway. So it must be, says the Ksos, Gzeres HaKasev. Zechiyah mitam shlichus is not because of a svara, like the Tosfos Arash says, like Rashi says, but it's all based on a Gzeres HaKasev. Okay, that's the shita of the Ksos. That's Zechiyah mitam shlichus. Okay, there's a lot of discussion in the other shita as well. Zechiyah la mitam shlichus. So it's two separate halachic mechanisms. So what is Zechiyah then? What is the mechanism? If it's not shlichus, so how does it work? So some say it's midin yad. That's what the Ksos says. It's an extension of my hand. I'm an extension of you, even though you don't know about it. Maybe it's like a chatzer. But again, that is big discussions in Zechiyah la mitam shlichus. But again, this is a very important sugya, which Tosfos brings up here. And he says that is the svara for Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, there's more, but we will continue. Says the Gemara. Mani masnisen mani. Who is the Mishnah like? Rabbi Yehuda. We're about to have two versions of the of the machlokes, and it's clearly the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Ditanya, Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says this is the machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer Omer bechol dvarav kayamin. Rabbi Eliezer holds on a weekday. His words are good, right? That's against our mission already, this version. Because Rebbe Elazar says, no, on a weekday you have to do a kinyan. Rebbe called Varav Kayamin, Mipnei Sheyachol Lichtov, Avalo B'Shabbos. Rebbe Elazar says on a weekday it's okay because Kolaroi Labila, you have the potential is all you need. Avalo B'Shabbos, because on Shabbos you don't have any potential. Rebbe Yeshua Omer, Bechol Omru V'Kavachomer L'Shabbos. Rebbe Yeshua says, no, on a weekday it works, and Kavachomer L'Shabbos, right? Even without potential. Kayotzi Bo. Oh, I'm sorry, that is right, that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Kayotzi bo, zachin l'gadolvin, zachin l'katan, div Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you can be zochin for a gadol and not for a katan. Rabbi Yeshua omer, v'gadol omer, kavachomer l'katan. Rabbi Yeshua says you can work, do it for a gadol where you have the potential, kavachomer l'katan, where he can't do it, and therefore, I didn't mention this story before, therefore for sure, this is the only way he could do it, so we would allow it. But again, that's a whole different type of svara. That version of the machlokes is not what's in our Mishnah. That's Rabbi Meir's version. Our version is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'Shabbos Varav Kayamim Mevrei She'enu Yochol Lichtov, Avalo B'chol. That's exactly our Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, B'Shabbos Amru, Kalvachomer B'chol. Right on Shabbos, yes, Kalvachomer B'chol, where you call a royal labila. Kayotzi Bo, Zachan L'Adam, Zachan L'Gadol, Dev Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, L'Katan Amru, Kalvachomer L'Gadol. So the second version, Rabbi Yehuda, is exactly our Mishnah, and therefore, Masis and Mani are our Mishnah supports, is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it always important to find brises that link to Mishnayos? Okay, so it's obvious. It's obvious. We're just trying to figure out the author. So with the Gemara sometimes has Ilfa. Ilfa, we mentioned in the past, Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were good friends. So Ilfa, it says in Ksubis and elsewhere, he says, you give me a brisa and I could find where it's hinted to in Mishnayos. And if not, I'm going to drop my, he was sitting on a boat, on the edge of a boat. He said, if I can't do it, I'm jumping off the boat. I'm jumping off this boat. Because Ilfa was so sure of himself. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, if you remember, he had all the literature, he had all these discussions of the base managers, and he chose what to put into Mishnayos. If he left something out, it was probably because he knew it was included in some other Mishnah. And you could figure out, you could link it, but he wouldn't leave out a whole section, a whole important discussion. And if he did, we got to ask why. Sometimes the Gemara asked that. Why is this left out? But again, that's why the Gemara is always interested, because the Mishnayos is the source of everything. There are Toseftas, there are Brises, but if you don't know, he left that out, Padafka. Brisa, bra, means outside. Toseftas, added on. So that's why the Gemara, over and over again, is interested in linking to the original Mishnayos, those 63 Masechtas, I think, because that is the source of our Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, Mishnah. Okay, now we're up to the genre of Mishnayos that are here for the rest of the parak. These types of Mishnayos. Here we go. Nafal Abayis Alav, V'al Aviv, O Alav Al Morishav. We have these in Yevamis as well. Similar discussions. The house falls down. A father and son are in a house. Rachman al-Islan would have to think far about what just happened in Haiti. But the house falls down. An earthquake. And the father and the son die. Machlokas, the question is, what happened first? Who died first? How does anybody know? Unclear how they know. Somehow they say they know, right? So who wants what? So the yorshim of the father, obviously, other than the son, right? Let's say son is dead, right? So let's say there are people who might yorshim the father, and people might yorshim the son, or there are people who have connections to one and not to the other. Let's say there's a creditor. Let's say there's a bal chov of the father. So each one of them want their client, so to speak, to have died second, so that their client has the money, and then they can get the money from the estate. That's the machlokas here. So v'haisa alav. So a father and a son die. V'haisa alav, and the son. The Rashbam says on the fourth line, al Ruvain, the son has ksubas isha. The son was married and is to be a ksuba. Balchov, and he doesn't have what to pay with, right? So if it went back to the father, the balchov wants to say the son died second, because you and the wife wants to say the son died second. I want to collect my ksuba. But if not, we're assuming there are no other possessions, maybe that the son has. So the son will the son's property, if the father died second, will go to the father, and then the Baal Chovah L'Ksuvas Isha won't be able to be paid. So, Yarshi Av, Omrim, HaBen Meis Rishon, V'Yachach Meis Av. The Yarshi Av say the son died first and the father, and therefore we get the money. U'Baal Yachov, Omrim, HaAv Meis Rishon, V'Yachach Meis HaBen. So, B'Shamay Omrim, what's the din? You don't know? B'Shamay Omrim, Yachloku. Yachloku, split it. What's wrong with, that's what we always say. You split it. Why do you split it? Is this Mamon Amut of a Safik? Does B'Shamay hold like Sumchis? Do you always split whenever you have a doubt? We'll see in a second. Let's just read the next line. Beisel Omrim Nechasim Cheskasan. Beisel says no. The Nechasim stay where they are Mosak. So Beishamai says Yachloki split it. Why? So Rashbam here quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, which talks about this, and that is even though the father is Mosak, let's say in certain properties, but Kol HaOmed Ligvos Kegavui Dami. Says the Rashbam in Dibur Maskil Beishamai. Beishamai holds a shtar that is going to be collected is as if it's partially collected. That's the power of Shibudim. And therefore, they are both Mochsak. They're both Mochsak, and therefore, nobody wins. So, Yachloku. Each one has a hand. So therefore, we say Yachloku. Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel says, Nechazan Bechezkasan. Meaning why? Rashbam. Bechezkas Yarshe Ha'av. In the Chazaka of the Yarshe Ha'av. Why? Shahariheim Yarshim Vadai. Ome Yaakov, Ome Ruvain. Right? They're definitely getting something. Yarshim versus Baalei Chovos. The Yarshim are getting something. The question is, are they getting everything? Or are they getting what's left over after the Baal Chov takes? So they're Vadais. And therefore, they're considered the Mochsak. Beis Shammai says, one minute, the Baal Chov has a star, Shibudim. So therefore, he's also Mochsak. That's the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, says the Gemara in Yevamos. Okay, good. It's not awesome. So we have a Mishnah coming up later on in our Masechta. What is this Mishnah quoted here for? Unclear. Chasam Sofer talks about it in his commentary on Gemara, but we have it here. If I lend you money with a shtar, and then you're not able to pay me back, I could go collect from Nechasim Mishubadim, as we know, from encumbered property, property that you stole, that you sold since. But if it was Milveh Balpeh, even though you could prove, I could prove that it took place, I can only collect from Nechasim Mishubadim. Right, that's the sugya that comes up as Hashem later on. Shibuda daraisa, shibuda darabanan, bishtar, balpeh. That's going to come up later on. Why is that here? Again, unclear. Boy Shmuel, de'ikni. It might be just leading up to this next question, but we didn't need the Mishnah to understand it. But maybe it just makes it clearer. Boy Shmuel, de'ikni v'kana mahu. What if I write in the shtar? Not only am I being mishaved everything that I have right now, right? I borrow money from you today, $100, 100 shkolim. And everything that I have right now is meshubet to you. So if I sell anything after today, then you could go and collect from it. What about stuff that I buy tomorrow? What if items that I buy after the loan, and I write that in the shtar, va'akni, I'm being meshubet everything that I'm going to buy. Does that work? Does that work? So Gemara says, mahu. Aliba Rabbi Meir, under Makna Davish Lobal Olam, according to Rabbi Meir, who says that you could be even mak, you could sell something that's not here. Loti Borelacha, then of course this works. Devadai Kana. So of course this is going to work. Right? He even allows a kinyan. So surely just a shibud. Surely just a shibud. You could even be Kone Davish Lobal Olam. Here it's for sure works. Let me just say the Rashbam Svara. Because here it is Bala Olam, you just don't own it yet. So for sure that's going to work. That's less of a problem. Right. El kitibol chalib derabanan. The question is according to the Rabbanan. The army who usually say, ain't on the makne davish lo bala olam. You cannot be makne davish lo bala olam. So the question is, can you be mishabed a davish lo bala olam? You can't be makne. But shiva, maybe it's better because it is bala olam, but it's just not yours. So therefore, is that better? That's the rush. What I just said was the Rashbam. Why is shibud better? Because it is ba'olam, but it's just you don't own it. Tosvos has a little different svara. Why is shibud better? Because by shibud you don't have to do anything. It happens b'meila. You get it automatically. It goes into the pot of shibudim of your property that's connected to the other person. Tosvos is in the middle of de'ikni. V'yishlomar demodi remeir baha shashibud chal m'meila. Shibud is chal m'meila. And that's why that's why it would work. A third daya, and that is also in the Rashbam, and the Ksos likes this daya. See in the medium lines of the Rashbam, El Kiti Boilacha. So he says, my fourth medium line, Mishani Shibun Mikinyan, Vitamika Depretius. Is Shibun better than Kinyan, like I explained earlier, which is on the previous line? He says that Karkos are there, you just don't own it. Inami, Amor Rabbanon Lashibud Yosu Mikinyan, Jelotino Dallas Bifane Lavin, Takana de Rabbanon, Takana de Rabbanon. Right, so people will lend money, so I want to know that I can even collect from items that you buy afterwards. Right, so those are the three different ideas why Shiva would be better. Either it is Bala Olam, you just don't own it yet, that's one day in the Rashbam. Special Takana de Rabbanon, second day in the Rashbam. Tosva says, it's Chalma Mela. It happens automatically, I don't even have to do anything. Hakno, that's why it's a problem. But something that happens by itself, no problem. So that is the question. Again, Lo Bala Olam, big sugya, and not right now. Amr of Yosef Tashma. So if Yosef quotes Tashma, Vachachamim Omrim, Zehaya Pikeach Shemachalo Asakarka. What's this case? So Rashbam reminds us of the case. Mesechas Ksubis. If I lend you money, and then later on a date, in a shtar that's dated afterwards, I sold you something. I sold you property. So you come to court and say, look, you wouldn't have sold me property if I still owed you money. So it must be that I paid you back, because you wouldn't have sold me. You would have just taken my money. You would sell me property and then take money. No, you would have just taken my money. But I say, the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Zeha yipikeach, the one who lent money and then sold, he's a smart guy. Why? Because what did he do? He took the guy's money and now he gave him property that he could collect from. So he says, yipikeach, shemachalo asakarki, he sold him karka, bebeishu yachal amashkin olav. Now he could be mashkin it, he could take it away. So you see, he's a smart guy. But what do you see from there? What do you see from that Gemara? That he's going to be able to collect property that was given after the loan, original loan. So isn't that a raya? So Amalei Rava, Rava says, no, minei ka'amar. What are you talking about? You're trying to take property from him? This isn't Mishubadim. You're collecting from the Lova himself. Minei afil maglimat al kaspei. If you collect from the Lova himself, of course you can take anything he has. Anything he has, even the shirt off his back that he bought yesterday. So that's not the question. Kikami Boilon, our question is Di'ikni, well, you bought something afterwards. Di'ikni, you wrote, whatever I will acquire. Kana, and you acquired it. Umachar, and then you sold it. That's the question. Or Di'ikni Kana Vahorish, or you were Morishit, my. The question isn't about whether anything the Lova gets after the loan is Meshubat if it's still B'nei Chorin. Our Shaila is only if it's Meshubadim. So don't bring me a Raya from that Mishnah. Okay, no Raya. Next try. Amr of Chana, Tashma, our Mishnah, Nafla Baisalav Aloveth, Olov Al Morisha, Faisalav Tubas Isho, Balchov Yershi Av Omerim Ben Mesvisha, Vakamez Av, Ubalichovus Omerim Haav Mesvisha, and Vachulu. So our Mishnah, Vi Salka Daitach Diikni Kana Umachar, Diikni Kana Vahorish, Lo Mishtabid. And if you say that anything from afterwards that is acquired by the Lova is not Mishtabid anyway, so then who cares that the father died first? Who cares if the father died first? The son's going to get it. The Balchov can't take from that anyway. Because it's something that the son got after the loan. Nehi denami da'av misparesha. Even if the father died first, de'iknihu, it's still something that the son acquired after the loan. So according, if you say that lo mishtabed, it doesn't work. So what are they arguing about? So Amalhu Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Zeira Chavrein, Zeira our friend, Tirgamar, Zeira explained it, Mitzvah al ha-yisomim lefroachovas avihen. This is a special din. Special din by yisomim. It's a mitzvah for orphans to pay back the loan of their fathers. You're right, me'ikar hadin, if I get something after a loan, maybe it's not mishtabit. Doesn't work. It's not, the Balchov cannot collect it. But if I'm a son, paying back my father's Baal Chov, so then that's a special din, mitzvah al yisomim, to pay back the chovas avihen. Right? So the Rashbam says, even if you didn't write to Ikni, the Rashbam adds in, even if you don't have this, it still would work. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, maskev l'arvashi, milva al pehu. What? It's a special takana d'rabanan that you have to pay back your father's loans? So a special takana d'rabanan only has the status of a milva al peh, not a milva bishtar. And if that's true, Rav Shmuel Dami Travail, milva al peh, eino gomer lo mena yershav lo mena lekuchos. A milvah peh, we don't pass in this way, but milvah peh is not gove from Yershim and from Lekuchos. So what? That it's a mitzvah yisomim. You still wouldn't be able to collect from Yershim if it's a milvah al peh, if it has the status of a milvah al peh. What? Oh, right, in a chinami. So we don't have to figure out how, right, doesn't uproot the whole thing, but that's why we might not pass on like Rav and Shmuel. Figure out how they hold of it. But if this is true, then we knock it out and then we're back to the raya from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, in any case, Ella Hamani Rabbi Meir Hi, Damar Adamaka Davar Shlomo La'Ola. there's still no raya because maybe that mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir. That says adam makle davar shel bala olam. So surely adam mishabed davar shel bala olam. Okay. Either way, no raya. Let's try again. Amr of Yaakov minar pakon mishbed ravina tashma shtarei chov hamukdamin psulin. A predated shtar chov. I lend you money today, but I write the date of last week. That shtar is puzzle because I am getting the people I've sold property to the past week, I'm getting them into trouble, even though they shouldn't be in trouble. So it's a puzzle shtar. I write the earlier date. Psulin, it is puzzle. Vahama'ucha, is it totally puzzle? Can I collect it from today? We say it's puzzle. So I can't collect it from, can I still use it to collect from today? So Tosa says, Omeri, the psulim have le gamre. Even if the lova admits that it's a true star, this star is worthless. You can't even collect from Bnei Chorin. Similar to, quotes the Gemara we had in Bamitzia, Dafayin Beis, a star sheish bo ribis. The Gemara links the Shita to the one that says if you have a star that says ribis, you cannot even collect the principal with this star. Because if there's a problem with the star, the whole star is knocked out. That is Shita's Tosfos. Who argues? Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam, Rashi and Bamitzia, Dafayin Beis, and the Rambam both say, what does this mean? Psulin, it just means that you can't collect it from the earlier date. But you can collect it from today. That's from today. So therefore, that's a machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam versus this Tosfos right here. So, Shaykh Mukdamin is puzzle. Vahamu'ucharin ksherin. And Ashtar Mu'uchar is kosher, right? If I lend you money today and I write the date of next week, or I lend you money today and I don't even write a star yet. I write a star next week and I write next week's date. But the loan took place today. That's all kosher, because why? I'm basically being mochel for a week's worth of shibudim. I'm being mochel. So the Gemara says, V'isakadaydach ti'ikni kana umachar, ti'ikni kana v'chorish, but lo mishtabed. But again, if you say that whatever I get afterwards is not mishtabed, mu'uchar anamayk sheirin, why is mu'uchar kosher ti'ikni hu? Mu'uchar is going to be kosher, but what do you mean? Maybe he bought it, right? Maybe the loan happens on day one. He wrote the date later on, right? He wrote the date later on, but it could be maybe he bought stuff in the interim after the loan. Maybe he bought stuff, and if you say it's lo mishtabed, so why is it kosher? Why is it kosher? Maybe included in this is going to be the something that he had bought after the loan. Remember, you don't know, because he wrote the date, let's say the 1st and the 10th. So the loan was on the 1st. He wrote the date of the 10th. But he wrote the date of the 10th, everything before the 10th is going to be mishubed. But maybe he bought something after the loan. So answer the Gemara again. No, Hamani Rabbi Meir. Another try that maybe that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Again, our whole Shaila is within the Rabbanan. Right? Rabbi Meir, we know, obviously is going to work. Right? This issue of Mukdamin and Mukharin comes up sometimes by weddings. By weddings. Or maybe because of by weddings. Right? What happens if the chasen stitch is by day and the chuppah is not going to happen until the night? So is there any problem with that? You're writing, so sometimes you can write the later date and have the Eidim sign later on. Is there any problem with what happens if they have the ksuba on Tuesday and the Eidim sign and everything's done and it's not, no, the ksuba is not read till later? So, first of all, as we know, reading the ksuba is not mikra din. It's a minhag. It's a minhag to read the ksuba between the erisin. It's not that the reading of the ksuba, you know, is something how it creates a hafsek between the erisin and the nisuin. But according to Rove Poskim, everything is chal already by day. So the date is by day. That's the chasen already accepted the responsibilities. It's finished. It's finished today. You accept the responsibilities today.
But the ksuba says that they're married.
The ksuba says that he is marrying. He is marrying. Havilele into, and he says it describes it, but kanin, and the kinyan was done. The kinyan was done. So therefore, that's today. Again, we try to have it the same day, but if not, even if it's the day before, it is okay. There are mesiras haksuba, big discussion now in the latter poskim. Do the witnesses have to witness the mesiras haksuba? Now some Sadri Kedushin are very machbid. Oh, the Kedushin have to stay to witness the mesiras haksuba to the kala. Other Sadri Kedushin are dafka lahefech. Go sit down. Nobody should think you have to do this. It's a shtar raya, not a shtar kinyan, and therefore you don't have to witness it. Rav Schechter and other poskim say, I don't know where it comes from. But again, that is at night. But really, Meikar Adin, we read it. We read it. The Rama quotes. The Rama quotes reading the Ksuba to be mafsik between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. So you can have a separate Bari Paragafen, even though you just made one 3 minutes ago. That's why if anybody speaks under the Chuppah, you do it then. So you can be mafsik. But again, if it's Meikar Adin, if the date is written by day and the Kenyan is done then and the Edom signed then, everything's done then, so then it's finished. In Eretz Yisrael, there's more of the prevalent minhag of doing everything under the Chuppah. So then you just write that date and you sign it right then. Okay. Other Misharshi, Amar Misharshi Mishmei de Rava. Tashma, another try. L'sheva karkos ketzad. What does sheva karkos mean? Sheva karkos means you can only collect from B'nei Chorin by sheva karkos. Ketzad, what's the case? Harishamach, I saw the lechaveiro v'hishbicha. I sold the field to my friend, and my friend appreciated it. He fertilized it, he plowed it. Uba balchov v'tarfa. And the balchov then comes and takes it away from the buyer. Takes it away. So kshugove, when the buyer comes back to me, who sold it to him, gove es a karen minachaz mishubadim, the principal he could collect from any of my property, even from mishubadim, v'es a shevach minachaz b'nei chorin, but the appreciation only from b'nei chorin, because that's infinite. How much shevach did he put in? So that's what Chazal said, only b'nei chorin. Only b'nei chorin. Right? B'chaz b'nei chorin. The isak adaitav, the ikni kano machar, the ikni kano v'horish, lo mishtabed. Again, if you say anything that's bought afterwards is not mishubid, balchov amai goveh shivcha. Why does the balchov take the shevach anyway? The shevach was also something that wasn't in the possession of the loveh at the time of the loan. So why should he be able to collect the shevach at all? So again, in all these cases, there's no raya that is the sheet of the Rabbanan. It could be very well, assuming like Rebbe Meir. Good. Finishing up. Intim Salomar, de ikni kana umachar. Just so Tosfos here just asks a simple question. He says, if the buyer is going back to the seller to go get B'nei Chorin, so why did the Balchov just take B'nei Chorin? How did the Balchov just go to the? How was the Balchov allowed to go to the? It's a great kasha, right? Here, the Balchov goes to the buyer, and the buyer goes back to the lover. So you're not allowed to collect mishubadim this b'nei chorin. So Tosfos has to come up with two cases. He says either it's an aputiki, or it's a case where this is specific shibud on this, or Tosfos gives another answer. But that's an interesting question of Tosfos govet, which you have to give shot in the Gemara. Okay, one final question. The Gemara asks, Intim Salomar, this is a separate question. There's a period before Intim Salomar. Intim Salomar, di'ikli kana umachar, di'ikli kana v'horish, lo mishtabed. If you say what he buys afterwards is not mishtabed, so lo mishtabed, then fine. There's no, you're not going to get to the next question, because it's not mishtabed. But, Intim Salomar mishtabed, but if you say, it is mishtabed, meaning whatever if I write in the shtar, whatever I will buy is also mishubed to you, and that is mishtabed. So then what happens in this case? Lava vilava v'chazar v'kanamahu. What if you have two loans? And you're owed de'ikni by both. So which loan gets it? Which borrower gets to take it? Mahu. L'kama mishtabed or l'basar mishtabed? Which one? Which one has the... Do you say the kama? Because right when I buy it, it goes back to the first one or to the later one. I bought it after I borrowed from both. So, Amar of Nachman Hamilsa Ibayalan, we have this question. Vishalcha mitam Rishon Kana. They sent from Eretz Yisrael, Rishon, the first one. Ravuna Amar Yachloku. We're not sure, so split it. Vechaitani Rabba Baravu Yachloku. Also Rabba. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, listen to this. Mahadura Kama de Ravashi. Amar Lan Rishon Kana. Mahadura Basra de Ravashi. Amar Lan Yachloku. The Hilchasa Yachloku. We'll get to the Hilchasa. But, Madura Kama, usually you have Svarim, Madura Kama, Dura Basra. So Rashbam says that Rav Ashi, he says he lived, but it probably doesn't mean he lived. He lived for 60 years, probably means he was in public life giving Shiurim for 60 years. And it took him 30 years to finish Shas. So each of the 30 years, he darshan Shas, and the first 30 years was called Mahadura Kama, and the next 30 years was called Mahadura Basra. It says he lived 60 years, but he wasn't giving Shiur when he was 2. Right, so l'chora means he lived in public light and gave shir. That's Mahadura Kama and Mahadura Basra. That's the Rashbam here, and that's what it means. Chassam Sofer, interesting, adds that she yesh shishim mesechtes b'shas. The kol chatzi shana hayim mesayim ravashi meseches achas. Ula'achar shloshim shana siyim es kol hashas. Every half a year, is about, I mean, there's 63 Mesechtos I think we have, but that includes Mesechtos without Gemaras. Rav Ashi gave Shir on Uksin too, right? That's the, there were about 60 Mesechtos in Shas, right? Rav Ashi was in the Gemara, so it didn't make a difference to him. He had discussions of all the Shisas of the Mishnah. So he fit about every half a year he did a Mesechta. He spent the same amount of time on Shabbos and on Chagiga. And it says about that, I guess it balances itself out. And therefore, every 30 years he finished, so 60 years he was able to do it twice. I guess the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the time to finish exactly 60 years. Right? Like Gemara says in Ksubis, Ashe Misha Balakan Tamuda Biyado. Malcham Abbas comes to Rabbi Shuben Levi. It's time. He says, no, I need a month to Chazar. So he comes back a month later. He's like, okay, now I'm ready. Ashrei misha bala kan v'tamuda biyado. The Marshan Ekamara says, notebooks. You take your notebooks with you. Ashrei misha v'tamuda biyado. The notes of the shiur that we have. Even if we can't give the shiur, we have the note. We have our gemaras. We have the notes that we took. Right? Active listening. Active, right? We're not just laying back. We're active listening. So that's the gemara here. Mahadura kama ravashi and Mahadura Basra Ravashi. Tomorrow we'll start off with why would you say Yachloku? It's Machlokas Rishonim. Why you say Yachloku? If it is it just Mishum Safik, or is there something deeper here than Safik? I guess if those who have been doing Dafyomi for like 4 or 5 cycles, there's Mahadura Kama, Mahadura Basra, Mahadura Tflisa. So Shem the Rav in Cleveland. He's been doing it like for six cycles already. So that's there'll be a lot of maduras. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shiur again was sponsored by Meir and Shane D. Fuchs, Le'ilui Nishmas, their grandfather, Harav Shalom Ben Moshe Feivel, Rabbi Shalom Klass, publisher and founder of the Jewish Press. We thank them for their sponsorship.